November 25, 2001, 20 years Homeland Security Act anniversary, a look forward HLS. Today, there is established a Department of Homeland Security, as an executive department of the United States within the meaning of Title V, United States Code. The Department of Homeland Security would make Americans safer because our nation would have, *1 department whose primary mission is to protect the American homeland, *1 department to secure our borders, transportation sector, ports, and critical infrastructure, *1 department to synthesize and analyze homeland security intelligence from multiple sources, *1 department to coordinate communications with state and local governments, private industry, and the American people. About threats and preparedness, *1 department to coordinate our efforts to protect the American people against bioterrorism and other weapons of mass destruction, *1 department to help train and equip for first responders, *1 department to manage federal emergency response activities, and *more security officers in the field working to stop terrorists and fewer resources in Washington managing duplicative and redundant activities that drain critical homeland security resources. One in general, the primary mission of the department is to a. prevent terrorist attacks within the United States, b. reduce the vulnerability of the United States to terrorism, c. minimize the damage, and assist in the recovery, from terrorist attacks that do occur within the United States, d. carry out all functions of entities transferred to the department, including by acting as a focal point regarding natural and man-made crises and emergency planning, e. ensure that the functions of the agencies and subdivisions within the department that are not related directly to securing the homeland are not diminished or neglected except by a specific explicit act of Congress, f. ensure that the overall economic security of the United States is not diminished by efforts, activities, and programs aimed at securing the homeland, and g. monitor connections between illegal drug trafficking and terrorism, coordinate efforts to sever such connections, and otherwise contribute to efforts to interdict illegal drug trafficking. 2. Responsibility for investigating and prosecuting terrorism except as specifically provided by law with respect to entities transferred to the department under this act. Primary responsibility for investigating and prosecuting acts of terrorism shall be vested not in the department, but rather in federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies with jurisdiction over the acts in question. Coordination with non-federal entities with respect to homeland security, the Secretary shall coordinate through the Office of State and Local Coordination, established under Section 801, including the provision of training and equipment, with state and local government personnel, agencies, and authorities, with the private sector, and with other entities, including by 1. Coordinating with state and local government personnel, agencies, and authorities, and with the private sector, 2. Ensure adequate planning, equipment, training, and exercise activities, 2. Coordinating and, as appropriate, consolidating the federal government's communications and systems of communications relating to homeland security with state and local government personnel, agencies, and authorities, the private sector, other entities, and the public, and 3. Distributing or, as appropriate, coordinating the distribution of warnings and information to state and local government personnel, agencies, and authorities and to the public. D. Meetings of National Security Council. The Secretary may, subject to the direction of the President, attend and participate in meetings of the National Security Council. E. Issuance of regulations. The issuance of regulations by the Secretary shall be governed by the provisions of Chapter 5 of Title 5, United States Code, except as specifically provided in this Act, in laws granting regulatory authorities that are transferred by this Act, and in laws enacted after the date of enactment of this Act. Strategic goals. Our strategic plan sets out general, outcome-oriented strategic goals. Strategic objectives for each strategic goal. Multiple objectives were developed reflecting specific areas for improvement identified through the strategic planning process. These objectives are formulated to be specific enough to enable the measurement of progress in these areas. strategies and performance indicators for each of the strategic goals, we developed performance indicators that are outcome-oriented and quantitative wherever feasible. These are intended to illustrate at a high level our approach to measuring progress in areas critical to mission performance. Strategies are provided to illustrate how objectives will be operationalized. These performance indicators and strategies will be further refined and supplemented during the process of developing an enterprise-wide implementation plan and corresponding component-level plans. As part of the annual performance process, we will analyze data obtained from the performance indicators and other feedback to recalibrate strategies to achieve our objectives. As the capacities of the organization mature over a multi-year period, we will adjust strategies and performance indicators. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=qnii71fozqahls.today source, dhs.gov wiki